This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. I hope you've started reading the Gospel of Mark. In the New International Version, I noticed the word amazed was used 13 times. It might be helpful to examine this more fully. Often a word can help us better understand what we're reading. I call this an insight word. First, collect what you find in the various contexts in which the word is used. Then correlate this into groups and develop an outline. Finally, crystallize what you learn into some applications. The title I gave the outline was, Why All This Amazement? Under this, I listed 3 points. Amazement because of his teaching, because of his miracles, and because of how he handled himself while in a crisis. There was one turnaround point I found. Jesus was amazed at the lack of faith among the people of his hometown. You could amplify this outline by pointing out further details under each main point. For example, under the point of amazement because of his teaching, it could be said that they were amazed because his knowledge and authority didn't match his humble, ordinary upbringing. He was able to identify the teachable moment, what his audience needed, and how to address that need with truth that was able to make a difference. They were also amazed by the ring of authority as he taught, that they never sensed under the teaching of the religious authorities. His teaching laid out the truth clear and simple, and applied it personally to the listeners. I'll flesh out the other points in our next visit. I hope you'll be able to listen in. And if you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.